الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء أفلا تسمعون.
Allah says, قل, tell them, يا رسول الله, أرأيتم, tell me, what is your take? Okay. أرأيتم, what is the view? What will you say? إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا. If Allah were to make the night permanent, سرمدا, that is endless. If this world have been conditioned to have permanent night, today what do you have? Day and night. Now if it were to be, it is only night completely. إِلَىٰ الْقِيَامَةِ, to the day of Al-Qiyamah, resurrection day. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, then tell me, إِلَىٰ, any God do you have? Not Allah. يَأْتِيكُمْ بِذَهْ, that will bring to you light. If it has been only night permanently, then tell me, which deity do you have to give for you the light, غير الله, apart from Allah? أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ, can't you hear? Are you not hearing the message being said? Being said, are you not hearing? Next ayah.
قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون.
Again, another قل أرأيتم. قل أرأيتم, tell me, إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا. If Allah has, that Allah has made the day سرمدا permanently. إلى يوم القيامة, till the day of resurrection. من إله غير الله, which deity do you have apart from Allah? يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلَ, that will bring the night for you, تَسْكُنُونَ فِي, that will have comfort in. Because the night is like a garment. The night is a place for having a stillness, comfort. Which God you have that will bring for you the night so that it gives you comfort and rest? Which God will do that for you? Then Allah says, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, can't you see the ring? Can't you see it? Then He says, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ,
وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ is part of Allah's mercy. Rahma means what? Allah's mercy. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ, Allah created for you the night and the day. Night for your respite, for your comfort. The day for your activity. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَا الزَّوْجَيْنِ, everything has been created in pairs. Night, day. Darkness, light, hunger, being satisfied with food, knowledge, ignorance, everything. To know it is Allah the Almighty that is one and all. So, it's part of Allah's rahmah, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so as to have settlement and rest in it. وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and for the day you go and look for Allah's bounty. Somebody goes to the working place, farmer goes to farmer, lecturer goes to his school, and that is وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The driver goes, you know, driving and getting money. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Perchance you will be thankful to Allah practically. Because ash-shukr is a bit different from just alhamd. Now,
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, remember such a day when Allah will call them, those who set up partners against Allah, who associate rivals against Allah, Allah will call them. فَيَقُولُ, Allah will say, أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون؟ Where are شركائي, my associates, the people you join with Allah as God, where are they? أين شركائي, where are my partners you claim in the world that they are part of me, where are they now? نعم, الذين كنتم تزعمون, that you used to claim that they were my partners, where are they now? Today is Al-Qiyamah, where are they?
وَنَزَعْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا فَقُلْنَا هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
وَنَزَعْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا, we evolved, we brought about from each and every community, we brought about shaheedan, a testimony bearer. فَقُلْنَا, then we will say. You see, when Quran uses past tense concerning something yet to come, because فَقُلْنَا is often we say. But it's talking about Qiyamah that is yet to come, yet to unfold, to tell you it is going to come without any argument. Definitely it's going to come. So لِيُؤَكِّدَ تَحَقُّقَ الْوُقُوعِ فَاسْتَعْمَلَ الْمَاضِي مَكَانَ الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ. فَقُلْنَا, we say, هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ, bring your proof. You raise rivals against Allah, you claim they are Allah's partners, okay, produce your evidence, your proof that really they are God like Allah. هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ فَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لِلَّهِ. Then they will know the truth belongs to Allah exclusively. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. What they were just concocting, because Isra is to concoct, to fabricate. What they used to fabricate and concoct, ضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, disappeared from them without them saying anything. لا إله إلا الله ذلك يوم التغاب يوم تبول السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر. Next ayah.
إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين.
إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم. You see, this is one of the texts of the Quran. It is chapter about Qasr. And the chapter is the story of Qasr, narrative. Now one of such stories, narratives, is the issue of Qarun. Qarun, they call him Qara. In English, Qara, okay? Qarun was a wealthy person, stupendously rich, thinking rich. Okay? Now, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. Qura or Qarun was amongst the people of Musa. He used to obey Prophet Musa. He used to listen to him when he was not rich at the beginning. But tabagha alayhim, he turned rebellious against them. He proved transgressive against Musa and the community Ummatul al-Islam then. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ We bestowed on him, we gave him, who is that him? Qarun of Qura. We gave him مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مِنَ كُنَ الْبَيَانِ We gave him a lot of treasure. Is that treasure? Treasure of gold, of everything you can think of, we gave him. مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ Such treasures that even the key to the treasures used to be so difficult for the well-built people to carry. The key of the treasury, the key to the treasury, not money itself, the key only were very, very difficult for an usba. Group of people, well-built, stouty people, they will not be able to carry the keys to the treasury. Before the soldier itself, to tell you how wealthy Qarun or Qura was. If قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحُ His people, it's a possessive word, adjective. And then you call it possessive adjective. His people, the people of Qura, Qarun, who believe, they told him, لَا تَفْرَحُ Don't be arrogant. Don't be pompous. Alright? Don't be vainglorious just because God gave you money. La taqwa. Because in Allah, certainly Allah, la yuhibbul farih, does not love those who are boastful. Na'am.
وَابْتَقِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين
Allah says that, I mean the people who believe We are counseling, we are advising Qarun or Qura. They said, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ الدُّنْيَا وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ Out of what Allah gave you, look for the hereafter. Out of the bounties given to you, look for the hereafter. But وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Don't forget your share of this world. Just because you are wealthy, you are looking for akhirah, that doesn't mean you not look for the hereafter. But the meaning of نَصِيبَكَ هُنَا, the ulama are saying, your share of ibadah. Allah gives you help. Worship Allah, it's your naseeb. In part of your naseeb, your share, you fast in the month of Ramadan. And read the Quran. Take care of the indigent and those that are weak, the orphan. So, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Some are saying, no, it means the properties of this world to be acquired legitimately, legally, licitly, lawfully. It's okay. What school of tafsir can be accommodated? وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا Then, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Show goodness to people the way Allah has shown goodness to you. Correct? If Allah has given you ihsan, then أَحْسِنْ إِلَى النَّاسِ He says, أَحْسِنْ إِلَى النَّاسِ تَسْتَعَبِ الْقُلُوبَهُمُ لَطَالَمَا مَلَكَ الْإِنسَانَ إِحْسَانَ Show goodness to the people. Goodness has been possessed on people. Because goodness instills in your heart the sense of gratitude. So, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ Show goodness to the people as it was shown unto you by Allah the Almighty. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Do not go after corruption. Fasad means corruption. corruption can be material, physical, it can be also spiritual. Which one is more dangerous? Spiritual corruption. If somebody is said to be spiritually corrupt, he can commit sin, he can steal, he can kill, because he is blindfolded, that is more dangerous. Physical corruption to amass wealth, unjustified, looking for leadership, especially ulama, some ulama, okay, for example, you just looking for leadership. I want to contend for it. I mean, what can you do and change this kind of thing? This corrupt system, how can you change it? If there is nothing, you end up just finding yourself in a closet. Well, people can go and do it if they feel like doing it. But the best that Allah has given you is the assignment of teaching people Islam. Alright? And just give an example. If the system is so clean, there is basis for countering corruption. That can be advisable. But in a corrupt and corrupting system, you surround yourself with something that can be called jackals. What can you do? If church not taking, we end up being in a successful control. But may Allah protect us, may Allah show us the right way and do it. If there are all capacities, abilities, with things being equal, okay. And just an example. So look for what is good. But وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't look for الْفَسَادَ, corruption on the face of the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُبْلِي مُسْلِمِ. Allah does not want those who are profligate, wayward, and corrupt and corruption in the society. Now,
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. أولم يعلم أن
يعلم بكثير
يعلم
يعلم بس يعلم شكي ذا جيب
أولم يعلم أن الله
يعلم يعلم يعني كنا تظن لا كر الكراء
أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون.
قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. Who is making this statement? Harun. After all these good words, advice and counsel, Kala Kora of Qarun said, Innama utituhu ala ilmin ilmin. Hey you guys, this wealth was given to me because of my knowledge. So he's becoming pompous, arrogant, hydra-headed, tongue-headed. إِنَّمَا عُوْتِيْتْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. It's not about my knowledge. You see, don't be boastful. Because I am X, Y, Z, I have been done. Qarun says, إِنَّمَا عُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Then Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Didn't he know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Didn't he know that Allah has destroyed min qadli before him? Who is that him? Qarun. Min al-Quruni, from among the generations, centuries were destroyed. Man huwa ashar quwa, people who were stronger than he was. Wa akthar jam'a, in terms of accumulation, they accumulated more than what they accumulated, yet we destroyed them. Didn't he know this? And now we are talking braggadociously, saying, Ala ilm al indi. Now, وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And the wrongdoers, the criminals will not be asked concerning their misdeeds and things. Now,
فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه له حظ عظيم.
فخرج على قومه then Fir'aun, sorry, Qarun stepped out. He came out, you know, following a rod, so that his people would see how mighty, how influential he was. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ in his ornament, in his glittering, gorgeously dressed. Okay? في زينتي. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. Those who are after the earnings of this world, when they saw Korah in his appearance, they say يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. How we wish we have been given the similitude of what was given to Qarun. How wish we were given the likeness of what was given to Qarun. Oh, إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly, he is an owner of a good proportion. That is magnificent. You see, do not be deceived by the glitterings of this world. The Englishman says, not all that glitters is gold. Something can be luring, tantalizing, attractive, but on a critical observance, you come to know it is something that can just plunge you in something very, very negative. So we have to be careful very well, very careful. If something comes to you, be selective. Be selective. Then ask Allah for Allah's assistance. If you want to be in the system with the mind of bringing correctness, fighting corruption, may Allah help you. But in the present dispensation, one should be very, very careful. May Allah come to our assistance. Okay? So, Qarun came out being proud. Okay? Claiming is somebody, all right? Then they say, إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Certainly, Qarun is an honor of حَظ, good proportion, عَظِيمٍ, that is magnificent. But the people became two. This is the first group we are looking for the world. But the other group are those to whom knowledge was given. What do they say?
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. But those to whom knowledge was given, they give them answer. They say, وَيْلَكُمْ woe be unto you. Woe, you stand condemned. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ, the reward of Allah, says, is better. لِمَنْ آمَنَ, for those who believe. وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and act righteously. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا, but nobody attend this reward, إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ, but those who are patient and obeying Allah, who are persevering. اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين. What happened? فخطفنا
به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين. تَصْرِيفٍ
فَخَطَفْنَا الله أكبر فَخَطَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضَ to the end of it. فَخَطَفْنَا we wiped him up. We wiped him off the face of the earth. Al-Khatab. You see, they are saying, Kora Karun sent a prostitute to Prophet Musa to denigrate him, to accuse him. And you cannot do this with Allah's Messenger and you go free. Oh, you will get the consequences negatively. So finally, Prophet Musa prayed to Allah against Qarun, and Allah destroyed him by means of annihilation. He was wiped off the face of the earth. So, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ لَهُ We destroyed by wiping off along with his own dwelling, even the house. The house that was deceiving people was put to nonentity. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ He didn't have any group to help him when our punishment came against him. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ He was not among those to receive assistance or help. Now,
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا وكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس those who wish to have his position yesterday after so much happened to him Now it came to their mind. Okay? They were saying, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ فُكِنِشَ Is it the situation? Allah used to spread wealth to whom He wants, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقَدِرْ أَنْ يُكَنْتْرَكْتَنْ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ وَيَقَدِرْ لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا if Allah had not shown His mercy on us He would have also wiped us up the way it was done to what? To Qarun now they are looking are they looking? Looking how do you feel they are looking? For one thing لولا أمن الله علينا If Allah had not given His bounty on earth, la khatafa bina, the fate of Qarun will have been our fate. That's the message. وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُفْلِهُ الْكَافِرُونَ Why? Imagine, that's the message. Imagine the disbelievers, the kafirun will never be prosperous. They cannot be successful. That's the message here. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ
تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين
تلك الدار الآخرة the home okay of the next life The dwelling of the next life, naj'aluha, we earmark them, we prepare them, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ أُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا For those who are not after being on the top, وَلَا فَسَادًا of corruption. You see, Al-Akhirah is not meant for those who are struggling to be known, to be on top of it. That is why looking for any position to be known, to be heard, be very careful. Akhirah is not meant for those who are after glory of the world. Okay? But if looking for glory, it is a negative intention, here comes the trouble. But if it is meant to rectify anomalies, may Allah give us the system. Alright? So intention is very important here. But normally don't look for anything in this life because it is very, very divisive. It's very, very deceitful, so to say. So تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون في الأرض فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. The final turn of events in positivity belongs to those who fear Allah, المتقين. Next ayah.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
من جاء بالحسنة, whoever that brings something good. Al-Hasana means goodness. If you do something good, listen, فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْهَا, you get reward better than what you give. You give pure water for somebody, it's Hasana. Allah gives you double of what you give. That's it. From one, إِلَىٰ أَشْرَةَ أَمْثَالِهَا, to tenfold. If you help an orphan in Ramadan, Allah gives you double. You are doubly rewarded. Get the message. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَوْ خَيْرٌ أَيْ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا أَعْطَى. But وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْسَيِّئَةِ, whoever that brings something negative, something bad, something condemnable, فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ أَمِنْسَى إِلَّا مَا كَذَنَى, they will be recompensed. They will be rewarded in accordance to what they have done. It's not to be double. Look at the beauty of the deed. Goodness, double. One bad thing, that only one thing will be given to you. Yet, some people will come on the day of Qiyamah with multiple of bad deeds. Their record of negative things will outweigh the records of good things. La ilaha illallah. Next ayah.
إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد قل ربي أعلم من جاء بالهدى ومن هو في ضلال مبين.
إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن, the one that prescribed Quran on you, Ya Rasulullah, La Rabbuka ila Ma'ad, will take you back to the home. Ma'ad means the promised place, Iyamat Kuyuluk. Some are saying, meaning it will take you back to the paradise, or back to your home in Mecca. Either way, it gives you the promise of Allah, Inna Sabi Farada Alayka Al-Quran. It is Allah that farada. Make Quran obligatory on you to believe in it, to walk according to its teaching, that Allah, La Rabbuka ila Ma'ad, will take you back to the state of origin in terms of good name. You will have everything good, Iyamat and prepared for you, Ya Rasulullah. Qul Rabbi a'lamu man ja'a bil huda. Tell them, my Lord knows not bank. In terms of whoever that brings what to do that. Allah knows him that acts according to guidance. Woman who feels Allah mubin, and someone that acts in a clear error. Somebody going astray, Allah knows such people. Now,
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُو أَن يلقى إليك الكتاب إلا رحمة من ربك فلا تكونن ظهيرا للكافرين.
وما كنت ترجو أن يلقى إليك الكتاب إلا رحمة من ربك. يا رسول الله, you used not to be having any hope that a book will be given unto you. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ, except out of mercy from your Lord. So فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Don't be a backer, ظَهِيرًا a helper. Don't be a supporter of the disability of you. Now.
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أُنْزِلَتْ إِلَيْكَ وادعُ إلى ربك ولا تكونن من المشركين.
وما يصدنك عن آيات الله بعد إن أنزلت إليك. Okay? Don't allow anything to block you, يصدنك, from the revelations of Allah. بعد إن after it was revealed unto you. It's a clear message. The Quran is clear. So why should he allow something to, you know, buy you from the Quran? Well, I said then, after it was revealed unto you, Ya Rasulullah, wadu ila rabbika, wadu ila rabbika, invite people to your Lord. And, wala takunanna min al-mushrikeen, do not be among the polytheists, those who associate people among those elements, not al-mushrikeen. They are called the polytheists. Don't be amongst them. Last ayah in the chapter.
وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Do not call along with Allah any god. Look at the message. Do not worship along with Allah other gods. Maintain tawheed. Because those doing this are called mushrikun. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ شَرَكَ بِهِ. Allah never, will never forgive such people that associate him with other gods. So look at the message. وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Do not worship Allah alone with any deity, any demigod. Don't do that. Because لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّهُ, no deity worthy, deserving in truth of worship, illahu, said he. Who is that he? Allah. Okay? Kullu shay'in halikum. Everything will be deleted. Everyone will be annihilated. Illa wajha, but his countenance. He says, kullu man alayha fan. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. That's correct. Everything will be destroyed. Only Allah, His countenance will remain permanently, seamlessly. Allah Akbar. له الحكم. Decision belongs to He. وإليه ترجعون. And unto Allah, all are taken back to. So أرجو إلى الله, He says, واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه الى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. Today we come to the end of the dissertation. Inshallah ta'ala we make progress subsequently. Vacation, a lot of activities have been holding me, but otherwise we will have healthy dissertation last 2 days. So bear with me. May Allah accept all of this. May Allah make Ramadan a source of happiness for all of us. May Allah make us true believers. May Allah accept our ibadah. May Allah put barakah in whatever we do. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.